Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 19th of March, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Project Baseline, a pilot site set up by Google parent company Alphabet to give people access to COVID-19 testing sites, is seemingly collecting patient information and selling it for profit, according to new allegations. Dr. Eugene Gu, a popular medical figure on Twitter, drew attention to Project Baseline's terms of service, which seems to allow it to harvest medical data from people for commercial purposes. The site's privacy policy says personal data may be used for a variety of purposes, including commercial product research and development. Amazon is temporarily blocking shipments to its warehouses of all non-essential items. Gig companies are assuring frontline workers they will be looked after if they fall sick, while some retail chains are offering elderly-only hours for at-risk populations. The Department of Health and Human Services temporarily waives penalties for healthcare providers who use non-approved services, such as Facebook Messenger and FaceTime, to diagnose patients remotely. HIPAA privacy protections typically don't allow doctors and patients to use such platforms, but the agency is making an exception because of the coronavirus outbreak. Facebook's content algorithm erroneously marked some legitimate news articles as spam. Facebook's VP of Integrity Guy Rosen says the issue was caused by a bug in an anti-spam system. The company has since rolled out a fix and restored all posts. Apple announces a new iPad Pro featuring a wide-angle lens, ultra-wide, and a lighter sensor, and with depth sensing capabilities. Available in 11-inch, $800, or 12.9-inch, $950, also supports trackpad controls. Apple is also launching a Magic Keyboard accessory which features a trackpad and backlit keys. New iPad Pro will be released next week. Magic Keyboard comes out in May. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.